At the heart of timpani acoustics lies a fundamental concept that governs pitch clarity, tuning stability, and tonal consistency, double degeneracy. Because timpani are built around a circular membrane with, ideally, uniform tension and rotational symmetry, many of their most important vibrational modes occur not as single fixed patterns, but as pairs of distinct spatial vibrations that share the same frequency. These pairs differ only by orientation and are related by rotation about the center of the head. As long as the symmetry of the system is preserved, the two members of each pair remain unified in frequency and act together as a single acoustic entity. This precept applies first and foremost to mode 1-1, the principal tone of the timpano. Mode 1-1 consists of a single nodal diameter dividing the head into two lobes that vibrate in opposite phase. In a perfectly symmetric system, this mode is doubly degenerate. The nodal diameter can assume any orientation, and two orthogonal versions of the mode exist with identical frequency. In practice, any excitation of mode 1-1 is a linear combination of these degenerate partners with the apparent orientation determined by where and how the head is struck. The stability of timpani pitch depends critically on keeping these degenerate components unified. The same precept extends naturally to the higher preferred diametric modes, modes 2-1 through 6-1. Each of these modes is also doubly degenerate, possessing two rotationally related vibrational patterns that share the same nodal structure, defined by the number of nodal diameters in a single nodal circle but differ in angular orientation. Mode 2-1 divides the head into four lobes, mode 3-1 into six, mode 4-1 into eight, and so on. In each case, rotating one pattern by a fixed angle produces its degenerate counterpart, and only the circular symmetry of the membrane allows both to exist at the same frequency. In a real timpano, however, these modes do not behave as they would on an ideal, isolated membrane. Physical effects dominate their behavior: air loading, ball volume and geometry, and instrument integrity. The air inside and outside the ball couples strongly to the vibrating head, adding an inertial and restoring influence that lowers modal frequencies relative to ideal. Membrane theory. At the same time, the size and depth of the bowl reshape how the membrane and air interact, further modifying the spectrum. Also at play are the mechanical tolerances of the instrument itself. Crucially, these effects do not act randomly. Instead, they shift the frequencies of the preferred diametric modes in a coordinated way that brings them into near harmonic alignment. As a result, the measured overtone structure of a well-tuned air-loaded timpano closely resembles a harmonic series with a missing fundamental. Mode 1-1 functions as the perceived pitch reference, while modes 2-1 through 6-1 cluster near successive harmonic positions. Although the membrane itself is not capable of producing a true harmonic series, the combined influence of air loading, cavity coupling, and degeneracy allows the ear to infer a stable pitch from this quasi-harmonic structure. For the timpanist, the implications are both practical and profound. Because these modes are doubly degenerate, they are not fixed in orientation. Their vibrational patterns can rotate freely in response to strike location and playing technique. Maintaining rotational symmetry through uniform head tension is therefore essential. When symmetry is preserved, each degenerate pair remains unified in frequency, reinforcing pitch clarity and tonal focus. When symmetry is broken through uneven lug tension or structural irregularities of the instrument itself, the degeneracy is lifted, the paired modes split in frequency, and pitch instability emerges. Understanding the nodal structures and rotational behavior of modes 1-1 through 6-1 thus provides a powerful framework for listening, tuning, and diagnosing problems on the instrument. Timpani pitch is not the product of a single vibration, but of a coherent degenerate system of air-loaded modes acting together. Preserving that coherence is the central task of effective timpani clearing or tempering. The accompanying comparison shows how Duff's measured frequency ratios, normalized to mode 1-1, differ from the ratios predicted for an ideal circular membrane. While an ideal membrane is inherently inharmonic, air loading, bowl coupling, and precise tensioning shift the preferred modes toward rounded harmonic targets. For example, 1/2, 2.0, 2.5, and 3.0. This helps explain how timpani can produce a stable, pitch-centered tone through quasi-harmonic mode cooperation rather than through a true harmonic series. The discussion of double degeneracy explains why a timpano can sound stable and pitched when its symmetry is preserved, and why it falls apart when that symmetry is compromised. But knowing the mechanism is not the same as being able to fix it on a real instrument. In practice, clearing is the act of restoring that symmetry under imperfect conditions. Real heads are irregular, hardware has tolerances, rooms lie to your ears, and the air itself changes the game. Before we walk through the clearing steps, we need to establish the conditions that make success possible, and the variables that can undermine the process even when your tuning technique is correct. The next chapter lays out those foundational concepts.